BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, it's Scott, and this is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Little Mix were on the show live, and one of them had to play Truth or Dare. Aw, poor Jade. All of the Truth or Dare is on this podcast. Also, Hannah, our listener from the West Country, love, reviewed another of my favourite TV shows. Today, Dance Moms. How I'm going to be best man for the first time. Good luck, everyone. And another one of our listeners plays Real or No Real. We welcome Little Mix.
Yeah.
Genuine excitement because your song is out today.
Yay!
It is out.
We've been playing it as my big thing this week. It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were going to fiddle around with the beginning bit. You know where it goes? We wanted to make it a bit more old school. We wanted it to be like doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo.
I should have done that.
We might do that.
Imagine.
Is it weird when you are on a song with someone but you've never met them?
We're like best baddies on Twitter. Can I just mention that?
With Missy.
I think if we didn't talk to her at all, it would be a bit awkward.
Yeah.
But she tweets all the time. She always tweets our fans as well.
She's
so lovely.
Really
nice.
She's really lovely.
We want to meet her next time we go to America, so hopefully we can.
Strong orange tracksuit from her in the video as well.
She looks hot.
So Missy.
She looks so good.
Nobody else can pull that off.
No, it's good as well because obviously she is an absolute legend, and I've spoken to you a while ago now, and you said that she would be one of your number one people to work with, and it actually happened. Who made that happen?
Jessie.
Well, she's been my idol since I was little. I absolutely love her, and every time I've done an interview and people said, "Who's your dream collaboration?" I always say Missy Elliott, and then our amazing A&R team hooked us up with old Missy.
Amazing. Because I mean, we haven't heard anything from her for a long time, and the first thing that we hear of her is on your song.
It's incredible.
Obviously, Beyonce would be next. Who's after that?
Imagine.
Wow.
We're quite busy, to be honest, so we'll have to see, you know.
Yeah,
we'll see available.
Have you met Chris before? He's the internet sensation.
Hello.
Hello, the internet sensation.
He was the one that interviewed Mila Kunis a while ago.
I was listening to that the other day.
Oh, really?
Did you fancy her?
No, but I asked her. I asked her out for some chicken and to a Watford game, and it all got a bit weird.
We're doing another Hollywood A-list interview with him this week, but he doesn't know who it is.
That's well exciting.
I know. It's happening tomorrow, and so far it is between Tom Cruise,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
See, Jesse
or,
listens.
Who else? Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
Who's one of those?
Who are you hoping that it is?
Well, can I come? Can I join?
All right, Perry. It's tomorrow if you're free.
Oh, honestly. Seriously.
Who would you prefer? Any of them?
The last
any of them?
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. He is gorgeous.
I don't really know. I think I like the idea of Iron Man rather than Tom Cruise.
Yes, definitely.
You know?
Yeah. He's lovely.
You lucky little duckling.
I know, I'm well excited.
I've got another film for you to see today, and it might be the star of that film as well. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 five potential stars.
Oh, really?
It could
so there's
be.
Two more today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
It's very exciting. Right, should we play your song?
Yes.
Okay, this is my big thing this week. It's Little Mix, How You Doing, featuring Missy Elliott. And then I've got a little game that we can all play.
Yay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Never get back to you.
The number you have dialed has been changed.
That's the longest answer phone message in the world. 3.5 minutes.
Do you know what's so cool is like watching them singing along to it whilst that song's playing?
I know, they're not bored of it yet.
Because we're working on an acoustic version, so...
Are you?
Yes, we are.
Do you know, I really like it when you do that. When you do Wings, it's beautiful. I've been witness to that a couple of times, and it's just...
Have you?
Yeah, it's lovely. So Little Mix are here. It's 8:18 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. You can watch us on the cameras now. I mean, you were here super early. You must have been in, you must have been in hair and makeup at like 3.
We did our own hair and makeup this morning.
Couldn't wait to see you.
Make them in here. Free cups of tea and everything.
That's all right, yeah. We aim to free.
Very good tea.
We give you a bit of tea. Sometimes a biscuit. That didn't happen, did it? Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. You did your own hair and makeup, really?
Yeah. That's why I look like deaf.
I think you look really cute. Oh, thanks.
Saying, like, obviously things have changed a lot for you in the last couple of years. Is it that thing now where you have to worry every time you go out in case there's going to be a photographer there, and then you're worried about what you look like, and have you haven't done your hair today?
I don't think every time. I think it's when we do, I think, I don't know, when we've got days off and we're doing our normal thing, we don't have to worry about that. I think when we're doing things like radios and things like that, that's when you know perhaps we're going to be there, so you have to do your hair and makeup, otherwise you will be in Head magazine.
Are they outside today?
In the circle.
Yes, they are. But I don't really, like, I don't really mind. Like, I will step out the house without makeup on. Like, if I get papped, I'm still myself.
But
so.
They've seen it now already. Not much to do now.
Nothing to see here.
Exactly. Like, we are human. So. Exactly.
Do you have to think before... This is when you know you're really famous. Do you have to think before you put stuff in your bin? Do you have to rifle through your bin before you put your bin out?
That's a point, actually. Yeah, like letters and stuff.
Be
like,
spreading those documents.
It's true. Your mum always used to say to me, Leanne, shred your documents. Do you remember?
Yeah, I didn't think about
bank
that.
Bank statements and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no, I've just put that in your head now. That's really bad.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to be sitting at my bin now in my kitchen.
No, but actually, shredding paper is really fun.
Yeah.
In a paper shredder.
Yeah.
Really, it's
actually serious? One of my favourite things to
it
do.
Really,
it is fun.
Oh, come on.
No, if you get a good shredder, like a proper chunky shredder.
Yes.
You can put like a big file in. My mum used to give us that job because she works in a primary school. And a big paper shredder.
Amazing.
Okay, so today with Little Mix, we are going to find out just a little bit more about one of the girls. We are streaming this live online and on mobile, so go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. This game is called Truth or Dare. So what we're going to do is we are going to spin a wheel now, and whoever the wheel lands on, they will be the person playing Truth or Dare today. Okay?
It's scary.
Okay, right, so let's spin the wheel.
Perry, Jesse, Leanne, Jade, Jesse, Leanne, Jade, Jesse, Leanne, Perry, Leanne, Jesse, Jerry, Jade, Leanne, Jade, Perry, Jade, 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 Jade.
Yay! Jade!
Oh no, it appears to be Jade. Jade, how do you feel about that?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting butterflies, I'm quite nervous.
You'll be alright. Okay, so this is how it works. We have got 3 stories about you, Jade, from 3 people on the phone. Now, these people all claim to know you really well, and all of them have a potentially very embarrassing story about you.
This game has really screwed me over in the past, by the way.
We like to do it now and again.
Way to make I feel at ease.
So what will happen now is you'll hear their voice, they will say their name, and then they will give you a clue about the story they have about you. So, obviously, if you choose truth, then me and the whole country get to hear what could be a potentially embarrassing story. However, if you choose the dare, we will never hear that story ever.
What you gonna do?
But I have to do something.
Is there anything you want to... Yeah, I'll talk you through that in a minute.
Is there anything
you want to confess now before we start the game?
No.
It's best to get it out there first.
Anything that happened that you just want to, you know, just tell us.
Nothing I can think of.
Nothing you can think of. You look genuinely scared. I want to give you a hug. Oh. Okay, so here is, on Truth or Dare, the first person who says they have a story about you, Jade.
Hi, this is Jessie from Little Mix.
Right, so that's someone on the phone called Jessie. How do you know her?
Jessie Nelson.
I'm sorry, I got pressured into it.
Jessie's really bad at telling embarrassing things.
How could you do such a thing? How could you do that?
So, does Jessie know some stories about you?
Oh, she knows a lot.
Okay, well, let's hear what she has to say.
If you choose truth, I'm going to tell everybody the real reason your nickname is Poopy.
Uh-oh. Okay, that looks like it could be bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, but you don't have to do that.
we don't want to tell everyone nationally live on Radio 1 no. why
well, then I think you
cookie.
Should do a dare then.
Okay. Right. Well, let's hear the dare.
Take the challenge, Jade. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's hear
Take
the dare.
Take the challenge.
Here's
Take the,
dare.
The challenge.
You'll be eating a specially prepared dish of your least favourite food in the entire world.
Oh, no. I've got it right here, actually.
So we've got some sushi for you. Do you hate it?
I hate it.
Jade, can I just say?
Floppy fish.
Wait,
and
I can tell you, you don't. You can eat the rice one, which is not bad.
You could eat the rice one.
Okay. I don't know. They're all covered in something.
They've still got a fishy
Jade
kind of.
Jade gags at stuff.
She no,
like it.
But you don't is have to eat it.
No, it's either that or poopy. So
yeah.
Give us the fish.
Okay, so we don't. So we don't want to know why you're called poopy.
Oh, it's sushi.
No, it's fresh.
Oh, there you go. Look, you've got the veggie one.
If there's any leftover, I'll have it.
Nice.
Go on. Tuck in. You can watch this now on the cameras. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go, Jade.
Put a bit of
We might need the bit.
Go, Jade.
Just have to eat the whole bit?
No.
Just try a little bit more.
Come on, Jade.
Come on, Jade.
It's just a bit of rice.
Yeah, do the death. Do the death.
The smell.
Just do it.
Just bite into it.
I don't like cucumbers.
Okay, that's not. That doesn't
she
go
doesn't
well.
Look
is this
right.
worse than the cinnamon challenge?
Do you know what's worse? Well,
nothing's worse than that.
About Jade, is she eats like a little mouse.
I know.
So every time she eats, she takes a tiny bit. If that was one of us, we'd run
it.
Yeah,
we're going to be here next Christmas, by the way. If you want to finish
be
it.
That's all right. You've done it. That's fine.
Done really well.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll never know about poopy, and no one will ever ask Jade again.
Thank goodness.
Okay, next.
I like sushi. I want some.
Yeah,
we've got a whole box there. You can have it.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay, Jade, are you ready for next one? Who's the next person with a story about you?
Hi, this is Perry from Littlemore.
What?
Perry!
This is betrayal. When did this happen?
This is potentially band split-up material right here.
Yeah, good game, though.
So let's hear what Perry might be about to tell us if you choose truth.
If you choose truth, then I will tell everybody where you like to play Sudoku.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Okay, well, no.
You've got a bit of time to spare in there.
So you play Sudoku somewhere. We don't have to
no,
ever
it's really rude.
Hear
it's
this
rude.
Story if you choose the dare, which is this.
You'll be spending the day wearing a comedy moustache and eyebrows, courtesy of this permanent marker.
So we've got a permanent marker here. We will be drawing a moustache and eyebrows on you for the rest of the day. So as you walk out, the paps will be there.
Just for today?
Oh, I'm gonna
just for today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah. All
I don't
day.
I should get a pap with a tash on. Do you?
I think quite good.
Hilarious. It would be really funny.
Be funny.
just a little moustache and a little tash.
Yeah. Right,
just a little tash right, there and an eyebrows.
Yeah, I don't want people knowing me. Sudoku secrets.
You don't want the Sudoku secret. You're
really?
Absolutely sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you seriously doing
She's
this?
She's a trooper.
She is.
Okay.
Wow.
Then again, though, okay. I'd pick the moustache just because I'm a bit...
Is it Sudoku or is it the moustache?
I say moustache.
Truth or dare, Jade?
I say moustache.
Get a nice tash.
I'm going to get a pat with a tash on.
Brilliant.
Right? It'll just look like you haven't shaved it in a while.
When you keep saying tash on, I keep thinking you're going to kiss someone.
And I'm like, truth or dare, Jade? I need an answer.
Dare.
Oh!
Wait, did you say it?
Yes.
Did you say a monobrow as well?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So... Who wants to draw this?
This is happening now on the Radio 1 website. Jade is about to get moustache and possible monobrow. Perry, do you want to do the honours?
Me? I'm a bit... All right, then, I'll try.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
La, la. Oh, I don't want to hurt a little face. I have to draw... I can draw a monobrow.
Right, you do that, and I'm going to play Paramore, and then we'll come back with the last one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Little Mixer here.
Woo!
Jade's got a moustache.
She's still got it on.
She's
being a proper truth.
She is.
Yeah, I know.
But she still looks good. That's what's so annoying.
It's because she's got a cute face. Even with a monobrow.
God damn it, what are we going to do?
I think you've got a new profile picture there.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so poor Jade today. She's like been a little flower. I know.
No one told us about this.
You're not a victim, Jade. You're a trooper.
That's right. It had to be one of you, and today it's Jade. And just think about it. In 5 minutes, Jade, this will all be over. But now it's the third and final truth or dare.
Ooh.
Okay, so here is person number three. I wonder who this could be.
Oh, no idea.
Okay, so here's someone that claims to know something potentially embarrassing about you.
Hi, I'm Leanne from Little Mix.
Okay, so obviously it's
do you know her?
How did we know?
Yeah. How do you know her? Did they know a lot about you?
I thought she was a friend.
Aye.
Did you ever think they would stitch you up on national radio?
No, I did not.
So I'm guessing you want to hear what the rest of the story could be about from Leanne.
Not really.
Okay, here's a little clue.
If you choose truth, I'm going to tell everybody a really interesting story about FaceTime.
Okay, now this seems like a bad one.
Do you see her face?
Look at her face.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Just think, you don't have to choose. It's so no one will
ever know.
You do have a choice.
Yeah, you do have the choice.
I can't believe you said that.
I didn't even say
I
that,
know,
Jay.
I got Jesse.
This is causing problems.
We didn't know. But I was sorted.
Right, okay, here we go.
Definitely did.
So, do you want to hear the dare?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Oh, gosh.
You'll be eating chocolate, but yeah, off the bare chest of Chris Stark.
Aye? So it's either the FaceTime story or you have to eat chocolate.
You told me it wasn't that.
Well, yeah, it is.
You told me it was not
chocolate.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
Wait a minute. What?
So why am I involved in this? This is about her.
Yes, but she's going to eat chocolate off you.
Well, it's fine. We can work around this. Put it on his shoulder and eat it off his shoulder.
Okay. So,
wrong,
so that's the dare.
You can either go for the truth, and that's even more.
So, are we going the FaceTime truth, or are we going the dare, which is chocolate? But off Chris. Jade, it's over to you. What's your choice?
Say truth.
This is a tough one. I'm going to have to go with dare. I don't want anyone knowing, you know, the truth.
Okay.
So, how's this working?
So, basically, we've got some chocolate here, and
I say she has to eat off his nipples.
Yes.
What?
Jesse.
Yes, Jesse.
How inappropriate.
Maybe just the belly button. Go on, get it out.
It's a belly button.
Doesn't that mean it's got to lie down?
Swear on,
get your little body down.
Watch all this on the Radio 1 website.
Let's.
If you just lie down, Chris.
Where?
How about you lay here?
Just lay across.
Sprawl yourself.
Sprawl yourself across the little mix there. Just in front.
Oh, you can eat off my head. Can I
keep it PG?
What about his forehead?
That doesn't count.
It does. It's him.
Dad's going to take it out of his belly button. With the fluff and everything.
No.
Where's their fluff? Where's that come from?
Okay, this is happening. So, Jade has chosen dare, which is chocolate from Chris's torso, let's say. You can choose
my
from where.
My man's listening to this.
Okay, it's fine. It's all fine.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Do you know what I would do in this situation?
What? I'm not telling you.
I've got a way out of it. Just think, Maltesers are very light, and you can use air to simply suck them up, you know?
Okay, all right, here we go then. It's happening. Chris is lying down on the desk. Jade is about to go in. Leanne, place the chocolate on the torso. Okay, watch this on the Ready One website right now. Let's go.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Jade.
Get that moutache on that.
Suck it out. You're going to have lipstick on your finger.
It's in his belly button. Go, 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 go. Eat it, eat it, eat it,
eat it, eat it, eat it.
Go on, Jade.
You wish you had sushi now, don't you?
Yes!
Ah! Look, you got lipstick all over.
And that was Jade Truth or Dare. I know. Whoa. Oh, you actually got a lipstick mark.
Yes.
That good. Girls, that was different interview, I think.
That was different. He's the luckiest man in the world right now.
He is. Thank you very much for coming in today. And sorry, Jade, it was you. It'll be someone else next time.
That was fun.
That wasn't fair.
It was, I know. Thank you very much, Little Mix.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Update, it's going well at my flatmate's new apartment.
Oh, she's taken him.
She's taken him.
So what's you're quite bitter about this.
I'm not bitter about it. At some point we had to separate and move on. And he now has a new life with his girlfriend, fiance.
Yep, that happened quickly, didn't it?
That's happening.
Afterwards, soon after leaving you.
I've got to be best man.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've not told me this.
Yeah. Lads, so I've got to organise the stag do, which I've got no idea about what to do.
I've been at a wedding where you were previously sort of, what's it called, maid of honour.
Oh, yeah. I've never been best man. I was maid of honour, yeah.
And you were fine in the day, but at night you were a shambles.
Yeah, well.
You were meant to be DJing as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It got to a certain point in the evening. We've said this before. Don't put me on too late.
Yeah.
Like, put me on early.
You're happy to do weddings, but not...
6 or 7 is fine. 10 or 11, not fine.
I had to step in. In fact, that was probably the first ever plan B when I had to step in. Do you remember that?
Was
appalling.
I remember being at the decks and be like, oh, you do it.
You basically gave up. You forgot where play was on the CD, shouted at me about it. So I had to walk over and say, right, okay, I'll take control of this and step in.
Also, I'm not going to DJ at the actual wedding of my flatmate because last time I DJed for him was his sister's wedding. And I ended up playing that one about Semis by the Sea by James Blunt.
Why would you do that?
That is not a banger, is it, for a wedding? Why was James Blunt even in the CD player?
You can't.
Once again, you put me on too late. Yeah. Put me on early. Anyway, so that's
the
happening.
Best man. I mean,
know.
That's a big deal.
It's exciting.
Done that before?
No, never done it before.
So, I mean, there's a speech and everything.
I've got to do a speech.
Oh,
I've
God, we can have so much fun with this.
I've got to do the stag. I've got to organise that.
No
idea.
So good.
No idea what I've got to do. Anyway, as I said, it's going well at his apartment. So obviously, I'm not there anymore to look after him. And he's got a brand new sofa in there.
Mm.
And he rang me last night going, have you got any wine away? Do you know what wine away is?
You've told me this because you once, do you remember once when you spilt some wine on a dog?
That's right. And you put it on. And it gets the red wine stain out immediately.
Yeah.
So some people say use white wine. Some people say, you know, you can just use this stuff. It worked a treat on the dog. But if he's asking me how long has he been in there now? A week into his apartment. Mm. If he's got wine on the sofa already.
Crazy.
I know.
So he's going to use the
wine. I took it round like the good friend that I am.
Out of interest, what have you done with his spare room already? Has that been turned into
completely
redecorating. Sauna or a gym or something?
Sauna.
What's it called? A solarium.
Actually, I'm the kind of person that would have a solarium, right?
What are you going to do with it? You must have plans.
I'm just going to completely redecorate like it never happened. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Anything happening, showbiz?
A few things, yeah. Do you want to crack on?
Yeah, go.
Bruno Mars is apparently planning a weird circus wedding. I wasn't aware that he was getting married, but I think apparently he might be, or he might have just been talking about his dream wedding.
Oh.
One of the two.
Like girls who don't actually have a boyfriend, but just go to wedding shops anyway and try on the dresses.
Exactly, yes. Those kind of girls.
Okay, that's cool. Circus wedding.
Yep, he's learning juggling and how to ride a unicycle. There's going to be pyrotechnics as well.
My absolute favourite at the moment is when... There's a lot of wedding chat today. My absolute favourite is when the couple learn a dance routine for the first dance.
Mm.
Apparently that's happening a lot now, where they actually do like a Strictly style dance at the beginning.
Yeah.
Rather than just kind of like that weird, awkward first dance where everyone's watching. Like proper choreographed.
Yes, I prefer it to the people that break into, you know, that I like big... But Seneca, not like. Do you know what I mean? Like, I prefer it to that. But equally, has anyone just done a rave for the first dance? Do you know what I mean? Like,
loads of people must have done. Is he going to perform at his own wedding?
Good question. I don't know. I suppose he'll call him mates favours, won't he?
I find that a bit weird, maybe. But, like, a lot of people do perform at their own wedding if they're pop stars. It's like, have a day off. What else?
Amanda Holden, who this time every year acts as a go-between between the world and Simon Cowell, has shed light on his daily routine. Apparently, mid-afternoon, he enjoys a Mars bar, dunks it in Amanda's tea, and then licks the chocolates off.
Right.
This made a newspaper.
Yeah.
Apparently, he also loves a ginger tea and has a PA that smashes the ginger against the wall, strains it, and adds water.
You know, he has 3 PAs.
Does he?
3.
So one of them does that?
Yeah, that's probably their job. I want the ginger fresh, darling.
I've seen a picture of Beyonce looking booby. She wore a gold top. Which showed everything, I thought, at first glance.
They are incredible pictures.
And it was for a gig in Serbia, but it may just be like a boob outline top. I'm not that good with fashion.
Oh, hang on. I think I'm confusing them with these swimsuit kind of ones that have been on the internet yesterday. Was that just me?
Why were you Googling?
I wasn't. I just saw it on Twitter. Hasn't she released some photos or something of her? Do you remember there's some awful photos of her going around after a gig? What gig was it? Was it Super Bowl? Yeah.
Why, what happened?
There were some really bad pictures because when you're performing and it's just still pictures, even Beyonce is going to take a bad picture, right?
Yeah.
So there's pictures of her like, with her mouth open like that, not looking the best. And I think now they've released the official ones, which are her looking amazing. That's it. They're just, that's them there.
Yeah.
Real nice.
But these pictures are more just like a booby kind of
top. Outline.
But I'm not great with fashion, but I think that is like a fake. I don't think that's genuinely what you're getting with it.
Oh, right.
These are hard times for the wanted, as Nathan Sykes is having an operation on his vocal cords.
Oh, no way.
And this is bad news, as he does most of the lead vocals.
Oh. Why, what's wrong with his vocal cords?
Apparently they're knackered. Apparently they're just
really?
Not working, yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot of concerns about that. If they need a replacement for him, I'm all for it.
Hey, their show starts soon on my favourite channel, well, one of my favourite channels, E.
You love that.
It's called The Wanted Life. It's going to be like the Saturdays, only they're following The Wanted around instead.
Oh, brilliant. And finally, Simon Cowell, I've seen a picture of this, it's brilliant. Simon
Obsessed
Cowell
with
has
Cowell.
Extra lights installed on the desk in front of him for Britain's Got Talent.
Quite right too.
Apparently, this is to like improve the lighting around the face. It might just be a coincidence that there's four lights in front of him compared to everyone else.
Lighting does make you look better. I did an interview with Mariah Carey once, and she was like, the camera on me was, I was literally in darkness. You go to the camera on her, and she is bathed in light. It looked like she was in heaven.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many lights on her, but it does work. So he's got extra lighting.
He's got extra light. I think, I don't know if it's something you can demand here from the bosses at Radio 1, but it seems to be the done thing with these celebrities.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, let's play Wednesday's Real or No Real. Morning, Kelly.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
All right. So you are from Birmingham.
Yes, I am.
You're 16 and you are studying what at college?
I'm studying music.
Okay, cool. How's that going, all right?
Yeah, I love it.
Loves it. Okay, so you are familiar with Real or No Real and you know what to do. Basically, it's a load of facts. Some of them completely 100% true. Some of them we just made up a few minutes ago. You just tell me Real or No Real, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Playing along with Chris today. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How's Mila?
I don't know.
Hey.
I watched that clip again and I could not stop laughing.
Okay, good.
Hey, Kelly, I'm sending him to see another Hollywood star this week.
Oh, who?
Oh, well, that's the thing. I'm sending him to see a film every day and the star that he's meeting on Thursday is in one of these three films that I'm making him go to see.
Oh, can't wait.
It's like a little Mila Kunis follow-up. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's going to be on Thursday. You'll hear it on Friday's show. Okay, now we're all, now we've all got to know each other. Let's play Real or No Real. Today, do you watch Britain's Got Talent, Kelly?
I didn't watch it on Saturday, no.
Oh, it was excellent.
Oh, dear. I'm going to lose, aren't I?
No, not necessarily. You don't need to know anything about it. It's a Britain's Got Talent special today. Did you see it?
I missed it as well, actually.
13 million people watched it.
And neither me nor Kelly watched it.
No. But are these real or no real? Starting with this one.
Simon Cowell is a lover of hygiene and takes advantage of the breaks in filming at Britain's Got Talent to return to his hotel room for a nice relaxing bath.
Real or no real?
I can see that being real.
Yeah. Well, I've always wondered what he does when he stands up. And it's always just that moment, you know, where it like cuts away to show the whole crowd and you can always see him just stand up.
Tulisa used to go.
And I was always like, how rude. Why not just wait until it's finished? It always seems a bit cocky, them having to stand up and go before.
I know why they go.
Where do they go?
They go outside to have some fresh air.
So you're saying that Tulisa and Simon both go up? I wonder what happened there.
You what?
I wonder what happened there with Tulisa and Simon, if both of them go up.
No, they just go out, like, not. I'm not necessarily suggesting anything. Not at all, in fact. I'm just saying that they go out to get some fresh air.
Mm. Yeah.
When I was at X Factor last year on Extra Factor, I've heard that he has a bath in his dressing room.
Really?
Yeah, I can understand that. I can see that happen. Because his teeth are always really white, aren't they? So maybe he thinks that about the rest of his body.
I don't think he cleans then in the bath.
Well, you never know. He's a bit weird.
He is a bit weird, actually. That's a good point.
I think he's great.
You always suck up to Simon Cowell on the radio. I've noticed this. You make out he's the best thing ever.
He's a very, very nice man. A charmer. Do you not believe me?
No. I've never met the man, you know, but all I hear is people like yourself and other celebrities almost afraid of him.
I'm not afraid of him.
Well,
real or no real?
No, I'm
going to
say real.
Oh,
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes!
Has a bath every day, fact. Next.
David Walliams likes to make himself at home before each Britain's Got Talent audition by removing his shoes. Walliams says he enjoys a small frisson of excitement when brushing against Alicia Dixon's heels. Mm.
Real or no real?
I don't know. He's quite a friendly guy, isn't he? So he might do footsie with Alicia, but I don't know. I'm saying no real with that one.
It sounds like the kind of wording that he would use. What was it? Like
a sort of frisson.
A frisson.
All the greats take their shoes off during their shows, though.
Okay, so you're talking about yourself here, of course, who famously wears no shoes when broadcasting.
I hardly ever wear shoes when I'm on air.
Why is that?
It's just more relaxing, more comfortable.
You haven't got slippers back there, have you?
No, but actually Fern used to have some, and I'm considering investing in some.
I mean, if people want to picture how this works, and you don't know, and you've never seen the studio, basically Scott sits right in front of me here, so I can only see the top half of him. So I'm always unsure what's going on down there.
I am wearing clothes.
Well, yeah, but if you're removing your shoes, sometimes it, I don't know if you just, if the moment takes you. That
No, I'm never drop trowel. It's always...
You've always broadcasted with trousers on, have you?
Yeah, always above board. So what were you saying about David Walliams?
I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you're good at this, Kelly. Next on our Britain's Got Talent special.
Amanda Holden was a contestant on 90s dating show Blind Date, where she had to try and woo a man called Barney.
Real or no real?
No real.
Oh, she so was. She strikes me as the kind of character that would have. Did she win Barney? That's another question. So I'm going to say this one real, and I'd be interested to know the extra detail.
And you said no real, Kelly, yeah?
Yeah, no real.
She was never on Blind Date, okay.
That one is real.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
It's real. I've got the clip here. I'm not quite sure what's going on. They did have really weird conversations in the 90s, but I'll play you the clip anyway.
Right, Barney. Well, first of all, I'd have to think of a nickname for your podgy bits so you don't feel too embarrassed. let's call them love handles, shall we?
Oh, no! Right, I don't know what that was about, but that was Amanda Holden on Blind Date. And next, on Real or No Real, final one for you.
Alicia Dixon claims her infamous laugh struck one day out of the blue while she was at college. Previously, the He Never Wash Up songstress says she laughed like a demure princess.
Yeah. It's not even what the song was called.
Never wash up. That was such a tune. You never wash up.
It was called The Boy Does Nothing. That was it. Wasn't called that.
You never wash up.
So, Alicia Dixon's laugh just came out of nowhere. Kelly, what are you saying?
I'm going to say real because she is a bit spontaneous with random things, isn't she?
I love her laugh. I could listen to it all day. She's got that thing going on.
Mm. No, I'm saying that's been honed from birth. I'm saying no real.
Now I'm going to go with real.
Her laugh is only second to Adele's. Adele's laugh.
I've never heard Adele laugh.
Oh, my word. You need to hear this.
You've never heard Adele laugh?
No.
Oh, you are in for an absolute treat. Hang on. It just makes me laugh so much. That's my favourite.
Oh, she's the best, isn't she?
She is the best.
Do it again.
Mix them together. Okay. Imagine if you had a normal laugh and you woke up. So, you think it's real?
Yeah.
And Chris?
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, man.
What are the scores, please?
You know what? It's another draw, another score draw, 20 apiece.
Oh, well done.
Yay.
Good work, Kelly. Listen, are you at college today?
Yeah. Can I do a quick shout out?
Go on.
All right. Hi, Helen, Phoebe, Claire, Katie, my sister Jenny, my cousin Lauren, and everyone at college.
Love a big shout out. You've won
nothing.
But thanks for being on.
It's all right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
I just wonder if I could get your help with something. I got an email yesterday.
Right.
About the blue bit. Somebody wants to have a meeting with me, I think. But the request in the email was, Chris, have you got a bit of time today that we can have a tête-à-tête? And
what is that?
I wasn't sure how to reply to it because I was like, is this a good or a bad thing? And why are you talking to me in French?
Have you... Is it someone important?
Yeah. So I'm not... I haven't sent the reply yet.
Did they do the funny little accent thing over the E's as well?
I don't think so, no.
Are they an actual French?
No. Definitely not.
They're not.
But they're quite a quirky character.
Right.
I don't want to say exactly who, because they're probably okay. listening.
Right.
But a tête-à-tête.
Have we ever had a tête-à-tête?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask.
Are we having one now?
I mean, I think the literal translation is a head-on-head.
A head-on-head.
But I'm not quite sure what he's asking
I
for
I wouldn't
here.
Reply until we get some of our listeners to tell us.
I need your love.
Right, it's absolutely fine to reply to that person. A tête-à-tête is just like a face-to-face meeting. They just
want
to catch up.
Why not just call it that? Just
I don't
say,
know.
Mate, have you got time for a catch-up? Tête-à-tête. Kind of
slightly pretentious. It's like if I started calling my house my space.
Yeah, I'm gonna start using it, though. From now on, it's not, oh, mate, do you want to meet up, have a pint? I'm going to say tête-à-tête.
Tête-à-tête, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Abby.
Abby?
Abby?
Sorry,
I'm confusing you. This is really rude now. You're going to think this is rude. I'm confusing you with the dance teacher on Dance Moms.
No, sorry.
This
Scott,
is really awkward.
This could be the end of our friendship because that is an insult.
No, it's only because I was just thinking about her and now obviously you're Hannah. You're not Abby.
Yeah.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good morning, Hannah.
Morning, Chris. Are you going to be nicer to me than Scott is?
Well, I know your name.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's a good start.
It was just because we were going to talk about Abby, but if you've seen Dance Moms, which is the show that I'm recommending today, you'll know that is an insult.
Right. So is this the show?
Right, so yeah, the show is Dance Moms, and, I mean, yesterday you're not keen on lizard lick-toeing, were you?
No, this I is wasn't that keen.
Another one of my shows that is on your TV, but you've probably not heard of it before. It's just an under-the-radar TV show that I'm recommending might become your new favourite. Today, Hannah, I've made you watch Dance Moms, which I think you will love. What are you saying?
I loved it. In fact, I liked it so much that I ended up watching like 3 hours of it last night.
Yes.
And then it was 11 o'clock, and my housemate was like, Hannah, you still watching that programme?
You loved
like,
it.
Yeah, sorry. I loved it.
So basically, the story is Dance Moms is a reality show. You know I love my trash reality. It's about a dance studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And a woman called Abby, who's a large lady, runs this dance studio. And she teaches little kids, like 8, 9-year-old girls, to dance. Then bring in... that the show is mostly about the mums of these kids, the dance mums, who are basically pushy parents.
Right.
Who probably used to be dancers themselves and now want their 8, 9, 10-year-old to be dancers too. But Abby, the teacher, is so tough on these kids, isn't she?
Yeah, like, literally, she's really, really harsh on them. There was one girl who didn't put her hair in a bun before the last... She made her do 20 press-ups.
I saw that.
Because she didn't put her hair up.
She's like...
The poor girl was crying.
You come to the studio with your hair in a bun. Otherwise, you get to do the press-ups. Listen to this. This is Abby.
Every dancer knows you come with your hair up to class. You're not going to start tanning again with your hair still down. For real? Leave the room, get the hair up, and don't come back until it's up.
Okay,
oh,
then.
Oh, my word. How old are these kids?
8 or 9. But
yeah, they're, like, little.
They are little, but she's like, if you want to be a professional dancer, this is the way it's going to be.
Right.
But, like, literally, she is scary. You would not want to meet her in a dark alley on a dark night.
You would not mess with her. You would not even have an argument.
Wouldn't.
Is she like the Trunchbull?
Sorry?
You know, like the is it the I am right with that, aren't I? The Trunchbull?
Yeah.
The
from Matilda.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she is similar.
She's quite tough. So there's
she looks similar as well, actually.
There's a girl dancer in it, a little girl called Brooke. So here's Brooke, her mum, here's Brooke's mum, rather, asking Abby, the dance teacher, why her daughter isn't at the top of the pyramid for the acrobatic dance. They take it very seriously. The dance mums are like, well, why aren't you using my daughter? What's wrong with her? They take it really personally. Check this out.
Abby, yes. I think we need to
watch
talk.
Yourself. What?
What's...
the problem with us.
She's an acro dancer.
She's not at the top of the pyramid for the week of an acro dance.
It's just because she's always brooding and miserable.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
And she's thinking, Abby thinks this is because the mum used to be in her dance class as well.
Okay.
And she thinks she's following in her footsteps.
It's really hard to get through to them and say, but you have this gift. Don't throw it all away. I know you're very happy with your life. You have a wonderful house. You have a wonderful husband. You got a nice guy. But Kelly, think of what you could have been.
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
That's harsh.
And then,
that's really harsh.
And then that mum was like, well, my girl, maybe she doesn't want to be a dancer. Maybe she wants to be a cheerleader.
Brooke wants to be a professional performer. But the last time I checked, Cirque du Soleil doesn't hire cheerleaders.
Oh.
She sounds nasty, this lady.
I love this show.
The funny thing is, though, Scott, that, like, they talk to them, they interview the children as well, and half the children don't even want to dance anyway.
I know, it's the mums going, get on the stage!
Yeah, like, they don't even care. The mums are living out their dreams through the children.
Totally.
Terrible.
What are you saying out of 10?
10.
Yes!
No way, so your favourite one.
I knew that you would love this.
You know me so well, I loved it.
So is this and Married to Jonas that are your new favourite TV shows?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
It was brilliant.
I've got another one for you to watch tonight as well.
Oh, have you? Is it good?
You won't like it as much as Dance Moms because this sounds like you're in love with this show.
Yeah. But it could go equal top.
It could, yeah. What are you up to today then?
Well, at the moment, I'm sat in my car at uni. I had lectures at 9 o'clock, but I emailed my tutor and told her that I've got a doctor's appointment.
All right.
Oh, dear.
So I'm hoping that my friends are in there sticking up for me, and I'm hoping that she doesn't actually listen to Radio 1.
You are aware this goes out across the whole country and on the internet across the whole world?
Yeah. I might have made a bit of a mistake there, but hopefully she doesn't listen to Radio 1, and hopefully she doesn't have any children that listen to Radio 1.
Yeah. And how are the Mendips?
I think they're fine. I haven't spoken to them recently.
Right, okay.
But no, I'll let you know how they... I had a bit of an idea the other day.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know how you say that I'm, like, the expert about the Southwest?
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow I should come on with a random fact. Like, when I come on in the morning, I'll also tell you a random fact about the Southwest just to extend your knowledge a little bit.
That'd be Gert Lush.
Maybe about the Mendip.
Yeah, whatever you want, love.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
All right, lovely. Well, I'll let you get on.
I'll let you get on.
No, I'll let you get on.
All right, then.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You good,
I will mind. Yeah. All right, love you, okay, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
And now.
Right, so you know what happened with Mila Kunis. Chris did an interview with her. It wasn't very good, but it did get 11 million views on the internet.
Hmm.
And so now I want to do a follow-up. Don't see it as a follow-up, though. Just see it as a whole new thing, you know? And it's happening tomorrow. He doesn't know who it is yet. Are you stressing about this at all?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
what answer did you expect there?
Yeah, I am.
No, absolutely not.
So I'm sending him to see a variety of different films. And one of the stars of one of these three films will be the person that he meets tomorrow and does another interview with.
You see, this is... I like that you're helping me by sort of giving me a clue to narrow it down. But
it's
actually,
better than last time.
But actually what's happening is... I'm having to overthink for, like, everyone involved.
What, so you're thinking of what questions to ask everyone?
So nothing's staying, I can't... It's too much.
Okay, so, this week he has seen Iron Man 3, starring Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr. Then last night he went to see Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise. And I'm sending you to see another film today. Did you fall asleep last night or all fine?
I did. Should I say that?
During Oblivion.
Yeah, but I think that's more to do with the early starts than the film itself.
Today, I'm going to send you to see a film called The Place Beyond the Pines, starring... Oh, there's three people. Starring Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, and Eva Mendes. you know any of them? Down.
Yeah, all of them.
You know all of those?
I know Ryan Gosling because I hear all girls talk about him.
All girls fancy him, in fact.
I know Bradley Cooper because he's a legend.
Yep.
He's an ultimate male.
Yep.
And Eva Mendes, I know the boys talk about her a lot. So I'm just getting a picture up now. Yes, I do know her.
You're aware of her work?
Yeah.
Well, not her work, but you're aware of her face.
I'm very aware of her work.
And her body. So it's either going to be... You got your final list there?
Yeah.
It's either going to be Tom Cruise, Eva Mendes, Bradley Cooper, Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, or Gwyneth Paltrow. One of those six stars, you are going to be sat opposite tomorrow doing an interview with a massive Hollywood star.
And you're not lying about it. It's, I mean, you can promise me that it will be one of those people.
It's I promise not, you.
This isn't a double bluff. Like no. I'm thinking that you can get these people because of the Kunis thing.
Was I right last time? Did I lie to you? No.
I'm just, I don't know how to prepare for this.
No. That's the fun of it, I think. So tomorrow, that's going to happen, and you will hear it on Friday morning show. So I'm going to send you off to interview this person after the show tomorrow, and then you will hear it on Friday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Busy one on Friday, because also joining us is will.i.am. So he's going to be here on Friday. will.i.am.
Good luck, everybody.
What do you mean? That's not supposed to be the reaction. So he's going to be here on Friday.
Wow, that'll be exciting. Yeah, so we should take that one again. Say it again.
Okay, I'll do it again. Well, I am. So he's going to be here on Friday.
That won't be weird. All right, hang on. Oh. What?
I thought that was the reaction.
Again. Again. Well, I am. He'll be here on Friday.
I'm off. God, it. No, it's fine, isn't it? It's kooky, though, isn't it? It's funny, it's a little bit weird.
To be honest...
You never know what journey he's going to take you.
You do not.
Through his little mind.
To be honest, last time I did an interview with him, which is only about a month or so ago,
yeah.
I had to listen to it back to kind of fathom what went on, if yeah. at all, if anything. And actually nothing happened, really. It was just a load of old nonsense. But he's really good fun. So we'll see him on Friday morning. Little Mix were in earlier. That was busy.
Cool, you did well. Did you have some sort of cattle prod with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because no, you kept control very well, I thought.
He's very good at keeping order.
You're like, shush, right now.
Girls!
Answer, yeah, girls!
Girls!
Get all sent trinions on them.
Yeah.
You were like that teacher in that programme.
Oh, that one.
That you...
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms, yeah, you're like the teacher on that.
I'm like Abby. This is me.
Brooke wants to be a professional performer, but the last time I checked, Cirque du Soleil doesn't hire cheerleaders.
That's right.
Oh, boom.
Bam.
I'm well going to use that diss this morning.
It's good, isn't it?
I'm going to be like, James, will you get me more texts? You know, Cirque du Soleil doesn't hire cheerleaders. Doesn't really make sense, does it? Cheerleaders.
He has now got lipstick on his belly button because of jade off Little Mix.
That's not right. I'm a little bit.
That's not right, is it?
You flashed it. It seems kind of hairy there, Chris, if I'm honest, from a big sister point of view.
You might want to do.
You know, I'm the big sister you never wanted, like I'm Scott's wife that you definitely never
yeah,
wanted.
That's right.
I'm like the big sister you never wanted. It's quite hairy.
Well, cheers for saying all this.
Bit of manscaping wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Mm. You can do it yourself. It's quite easy. Yeah.
Fine.
I've got something you can borrow. I'm not doing it for you.
We're
that's
fine.
Where I draw the line.
We're fine.
Fine. Is that the royal we?
Do you know
I
wet?
Don't.
I we are fine
him.
Below.
I wet shaved him once.
Oh, really? On the face?
Yes, because he didn't know how to do it.
Why share this again?
Well, it's
why
always on. It's been on before.
I wet shaved him once.
But I'm not doing that.
And you're not even going to explain it.
No,
brilliant.
No, it's because you didn't know how to do it. Anyway.
There's more to this than he's saying. The Scott
Mills Daily. All of that happened quite early on Wednesday morning. If you can, wake up and listen to us tomorrow morning, 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy. After 9:00, we'll have some more innuendo bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.